ESTOC going crazy this morning on the People Station. And joining us right now is Dr. Miriam Roby. She's a healthcare provider whose career spans over 20 years of experience of taking care of people and the studying the craft. She joins us this morning from Hennepin Healthcare as their Health Equity Clinical Outcomes Director. That's a long title. What do you do?
It's a mouthful. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us.
I appreciate you inviting me. So the Health Equity Clinical Outcomes Director, essentially in layman's terms, what I do is I, within the organization of Hennepin Healthcare, look at the different or medical providers initially, and then after that, you would rule out other possible causes for the symptoms, such as some of the things that you mentioned, you know, insomnia from anxiety, or if you're having depression symptoms, or with the breathing difficulties, if it could be from pneumonia or other things like that. So essentially, they will conduct a full physical exam, but also they would have some routine assessments such as blood pressure, heart rate. They would check your pulse oximetry. And then depending on the symptoms, that would involve some physical, cognitive, and psychological testing. Some of the physical tests could do a walking test. The cognitive assessment, maybe short tests to evaluate your memory, language ability, and or reasoning. And so with that, if those come out benign or negative, then that's what lead the medical professional to go into the space of long COVID.
Another question along those lines, how can you make that distinction when you may have a person who's advanced in age and maybe their cognitive ability is starting to decline, yet they may think that they're going through a period of long COVID? How do you make that distinction?
So that would be very important to stay in contact with your primary care provider. The primary care provider is someone that you would want to see annually, and this is on the onset as soon as 21. Usually individuals prior to that would be seeing a pediatrician, but after the age of 21, you should be finding a primary care provider in one of our medical organizations. Obviously, we would love to have you at Hennepin Healthcare, but if you would seek care anywhere, in that, that person would be finding out all of your medical history. They would be continuously doing different exams and testing. Going into the question that you asked about some of our seniors that may be having cognitive difficulties, if there's a primary care provider that they've been seeing onset for a long time, they would also notice that. And so it would be very poignant to say that, you know what, I think we should go further and have a cognitive evaluation, because my concern is that it may lead to Alzheimer's, dementia, or with that acute onset, just because you just recently had long or COVID, maybe it could be long COVID.
In talking with Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Michael Osterholm, they've told us about these wonderful drugs that have taken COVID out of our system for the most part. However, are there any promising drugs for treating long COVID?
Good question. There is no cure for long COVID.
Oh, that makes me sad.
I know. And the thing is, though, Freddie, is that, you know, if we can think about it, we just recently went through the pandemic. It doesn't seem so. It seems a little far away just because we've started getting back into the new age of post-pandemic. But for the most part, research is still ongoing on the effects that we went through with the COVID process. So you mentioned the CDC and Dr. Fauci and things of that nature. That's what they are doing. Also, most healthcare organizations are also trying to do really important research so that we can look to see some of the effects that it has on our bodies. And so if I could just add and to lean into, it is very, very important for our communities of color to participate in research. Now, let me backtrack because I want to be fully transparent and acknowledge that we went through the Tuskegee experiment and different things of that nature, and that is rightfully so to have concerns of that. However, when we are going through research, we should be an active participant. You should participate in community functions in which the organization is outreaching to have discussions. Should we go through with this research and why? You should do your due diligence and find out what the research is about. And some of that research will actually lead into some of those cures, such as possibly long COVID, cancer, things of that nature.
So how do you talk to, or what would you say to a person who we're right now, and you just mentioned that we're out of the pandemic phase of COVID-19, yet there are people today who've never taken one vaccine, and there are new vaccines happening every few months now, it seems.
Yes.
So what would be the message to those individuals?
Yes, and so very poignant, because the Minnesota Department of Health actually just released some of that information on vaccine and the different vaccine combinations that they have out there. Vaccines are very important. If we have not learned anything through the process of what we went through with coronavirus and the disparities that happen with our persons of color, the individuals who were the ones that were affected the most were our Black African American population, our Native American population. We need to do better as far as actively seeking care for ourselves, which means getting vaccinations. That is, again, partnering with your primary care provider. If you're concerned about certain vaccinations, if you have questions about certain vaccinations, that's when you would sit down with your primary care person that you trust, that you've built this collaboration with over different amounts of time, and say, you know what, give me any side effects, give me any backstory about these vaccinations, how can this hurt me or harm me? And then that's where you move forward. But what I will say as a medical professional, please get your vaccinations. I made sure that myself, my family, my daughter, we were all vaccinated for COVID multiple times. And so that if I can do it, and I would have my daughter do it, I would certainly, for my patients, suggest that as well.
Media outlets like this one puts out information about COVID-19, long COVID, and so forth. But what is the role of public health in this regard?
Very good. So with public health, what that does, especially since pandemics such as the coronavirus, they are embedded in to be responsible for educating communities about the diseases, such as how they are spread, how much they're at risk, and steps to how to reduce the risk of catching those diseases. Also, there's a central federal agency that is responsible for health and healthcare in the United States, and that's the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Also, the CDC that we mentioned, where their emergency supplemental funding supports range of critical activities, including epidemiology, surveillance, and contact tracing during scenarios such as COVID.
What would be your final thought, or even a prescription, if you will, for folks who are listening to you today about long COVID and any new diseases, even as benign, I'll say benign or as longstanding as measles? What would you suggest to, what would be the prescription for our communities listening to you today?
Long COVID and other diseases affect individuals within especially our communities of color. And doing segments like this, Freddie, is very important to raise awareness, also with the efforts to promote health and wellness in our healthcare organizations, such as Hennepin Healthcare, and your local church organizations, such as Grace Apocalyptic, who's helped in with our health board and things of that nature. You have certain agencies out there that really want to partner with you. Please, please partner with the individuals. Listen to segments such as this, where you're having yourself bring some individuals like myself who will have these conversations. Talk to your church congregation, their health and wellness boards. Go and partner with your primary care provider and your healthcare organization. Mm-hmm. There are also different things out there within the community that are free, that raise awareness. Sit at some of these seminars, educate yourself, look on the internet, and have those discussions within your family to say, how can we make sure that we can be the optimal health that we can be?
How can our listeners get more information directly from Dr. Miriam Roby?
I appreciate that. So if you're wanting to reach out to me, you can reach me at myriam.roby@hcmed.org.
She is Dr. Roby. She's joined Hennepin Healthcare as their Health Equity Clinical Outcomes Director. It's a mouthful, but you do a lot of work, so you need a title like that. Thank you for being with us this morning.
I appreciate it, Freddie. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. It's 22 past 8. What's coming up, Chantel Singh?